you the Big Boy Sports Recap.
I wasn't sure if you were coming in today. Brought to you by
Big Boy. Why wouldn't I come in today?
Well, you didn't come in Friday.
I was playing in a sideways missed golf tournament.
Sideways missed?
Sideways missed.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah. It was windy and misty, rain, and it wasn't that cold, though. That was the best part. That saved
me. And you won?
Yeah, we kind of won.
You did kind of win.
Oh, yeah.
You look like there's more to the story.
It was just, we were kind of on fire. We shot 14 under, and the second place team shot 4 under. So.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Quite a discrepancy.
We started out birdie, eagle, birdie, so it was a pretty good start.
Wow. So who do we give credit to on your team?
All me.
Wow.
No, thank you, Casey Bourne and Scott Brenneman and Jay Dickinson.
Well, since we started talking about your golf game, maybe we should talk a little bit about young Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
What a rally he made in the PGA Championship. He started 2 strokes behind Kevin Kisner? Did I say his right name?
Kisner,
right? In the final round, and ended up winning by 2 strokes over, let's see, Patrick Reed, Francisco Molinari, and I want you to say it, because I know how to say it, but I like to hear when you...
Luis Oosthuizen.
Close enough.
Whatever.
Nice job.
I know it, kind of.
So, did you watch any of it?
I watched a little bit. I watched the highlights. But Justin Thomas, in this tournament on Sunday, hit a 221-yard 7-iron.
7-iron.
221.
He had some wind, though.
Oh, okay.
But still. How far do you hit your 7-iron?
21 yards, about 155, probably.
I hit mine 165.
Yeah, I mean, but...
To 170-ish.
With a wind behind you, you still never pull that out.
No.
Even if you had a 3-club wind, you probably wouldn't pull that out. A 7-iron from 221? I'm hitting a 5-wood or a 3-wood from 221.
He has 4 wins this season, by the way.
Yeah, and he's very young. And they're already talking. Him and Spieth are the new rivalry in golf.
I like it. Good. Bring it on. PGA needs something.
Yeah. Well, they started talking about it yesterday. I'm like, Spieth? Finished tied for 28th. I don't know.
Anyway.
He's good. Justin Thomas, very young, very good. And
Ryder Cup is the next thing that everybody pretty much pays attention to, well, unless you're a diehard PGA fan.
No, it's the FedEx playoffs now.
Oh, yeah, forgot about
Come
that.
On.
Forgot they changed that.
Like $10 million the winner. $10
million. It's not an open, though.
No, it's like 4 straight tournaments. You get knocked out each tournament.
It's the NASCAR of PGA golf. Sort of.
I would rather watch golf than NASCAR.
Well, that's why we don't talk about
I would
NASCAR
rather watch... I'd like NASCAR.
That's why
crashes.
I have a separate report that I don't have to worry about, because I don't pay enough attention to it.
Right. So. I like the crashes.
Do you want to go to the NFL next, or...
Sure.
I can't wait to even hear what you have to say about the Lions game. Can't even imagine.
Well, last time the Lions were 4-0 in the preseason, they went 0-16 in the regular season, so how much do those wins mean? I do like Jake Rudock, though.
Really? You actually just said something good about the Lions?
I'm a Michigan fan.
Of course.
But...
What did you like about Rudock? Tell me what you like.
Only threw 2 touchdown passes.
Okay.
I don't know. I just I don't know. 13-21 isn't bad. 142 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
I thought he looked poised. Is the best way I can think. And that makes me feel good about it.
I thought they'd get rid of him. I didn't even know he was still there. Don't everyone get worked up about Kenny Golladay, though. Okay, he had
third rounder.
Yeah.
Made a good first impression. Let's just say that.
Okay. I'll give you that.
3 catches for 53 yards. Both touchdowns were quite... they were impressive. But... On the other hand,
probably not even a starter opening day. You're playing against not even the first string.
I know.
You're
that.
Evaluating talent. Don't get too excited.
What did you think of Tease Tabor?
Who?
He had 3 tackles.
Oh,
By the way, before we go to the bad news, Stafford played 1 series. He went 2 for 3 for 36 yards, but he did throw an interception, and you could just tell right away, his look on his face was like, did I really just throw that ball? But then, obviously, he didn't care very quickly.
That'll happen a lot more this season, I'm sure. Okay. Could I really just throw that ball?
The bad news, and this is significantly bad news, Kerry Hyder, who was one of the better defensive linemen, ended up getting carted off with a significant Achilles injury. And I've since heard that he's out for the season.
Well,
that's
so is Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
And do we talk? Oh, we didn't talk because it happened over the weekend. Ezekiel Elliott, 6-game suspension?
This is true.
Yeah, he's appealing. He's not guilty, right?
He's not guilty.
Right.
You're saying he's not guilty? Is that your opinion?
That's not my opinion. I have no idea. I do not know the facts in the case, sir. So I do not know.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got to talk Brewers news. Surprising Brewers news, I thought. And some Tigers news, including more talk about Nick Castellanos. We'll
your
be
favorite
back.
Player.
Second, are you going to get his jersey? Just because I don't...
Because you don't like him?
Yeah. Second half coming up, Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
All right, let's get to the second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Great deals on fall memberships right now, and half the money that you spend on a membership for the rest of this year goes toward next year's dues.
It's a great deal. Oh, it's beautiful golf out there yesterday.
225-0721. Give them a call. Ask them questions. Tell them Adam and Steve forced you to call. Okay. Let's talk about your Brewers first.
They made a trade. Which part do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about the... Well, first, how'd they do over the weekend?
Their 6-game losing streak got snapped, and they actually won Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, they won 6-5 in 10 innings. And yesterday, they won 7-4. They had lost 6 in a row before that. But that's... They lost 11-10 on Friday. It was just a crazy game. They were getting smoked, and they made a huge rally, but couldn't finish it off. But the good news is they survived a 6-game losing streak, and they're 2 games behind the Cubs right now. 1 game behind the Cardinals, and Pittsburgh is 4 back.
So how on fire is St. Louis lately?
I know. And they finally lost yesterday.
Now you can't win every game.
No, you can't.
Possible. So let's talk about this trade then.
Yeah. They got a second baseman, which they used at third base. I can't even remember his name.
You can't even remember his name?
from the Mets, that guy.
I don't even have any notes on it because I figured you'd have it because you're the Brew Crew guy.
Well, you know, I have a job, too.
Oh, you golfed. Don't even start with me. You golfed.
Oh, I was off all weekend. That's right.
Oh, see, I hear this is what I'm talking about, folks. I have a job. All I do is work. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was off all weekend.
I was into work every day.
I know you were.
But I wasn't really there.
By the way.
They got Neil Walker. That's his name. Why couldn't I think of that?
Because you're old.
Thank you. So, they got Neil Walker. And I don't really know what they gave up.
Mm. You're the Brooker guy.
I know. I'm
guessing they didn't give up too much. Cause
no.
Neil Walker is not exactly a household name.
Yeah, and he's second baseman that they started in his first game at third. So they just need an infielder, I guess.
All right, quickly here. The Tigers lose 2 of 3 to the Twins.
Shocker!
The Twins have now won, 7 out of 8 games in a row. They're on fire. Friday's game is the one that I was the most upset with. Saturday's game, they had terrible pitching. Both sides did. But the Tigers ended up winning 12-11. And then yesterday, they lost 6-4. But let's go back to Friday's game, shall we? Just for a moment here. Because I will admit that Nick Castellanos' bat is on fire right now. I mean, ever since I called him out on the air, which I'm sure he was listening.
Yes.
His batting average has skyrocketed in the last 5 days. What day was that last week?
Last week, Tuesday, it was at 233, and it's all the way up to 249.
That's a lot.
In 5 days, that's a lot when you've been playing this many games in a season.
Unfortunately, I personally hold him accountable for costing them the game on Friday. In the eighth inning, I think they were down 7-4, and there were men on base, including him at second, and he made a terrible base running decision and got tagged out at third. That's all I'm going to say about it. This, I mean, it really was a costly, costly error. In fact, even Brad Ausmus kind of called him out a little bit when he was asked about it. He said, I really don't have any way to defend that. That was a bad decision. Bad, bad decision. Okay, now that being said, my problem really isn't with Nick Castellanos. You do realize that, right?
No, who's it with?
It's with the idiots that keep putting him in the game, that don't trade him. I mean, seriously, how many mistakes does this guy need to make? I understand his bat can be hot. It's obviously hot right now, but it sure isn't helping him at third base, and it sure isn't helping in his base running decisions. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy. Brewers off today. Tigers at Fulmer versus Perez.
That's right, back to going to Texas. I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.